Hey, Audio Boom, it's Marie. And it's Friday the 23rd. Oh my gosh, where is this month going? We've got like a week and a day left in this month. It's quite crazy. So I quickly just want to have a bit of a chat about this new app, the Be My Eyes app. So, disclosure, I've not used the app. And there's reasons I've not used the app. So basically the app is you link with somebody through video chat and sorry, I'm just drinking coffee. You ask them, like, you know, if you wanna be your eyes basically. So it's things like is this if you are visually, it's aimed at people who are visually impaired, you know, is this the sell by date on milk, or is this bread moldy, that kind of stuff. Now here it is. So in theory, I think it's a good concept, and it's a kind of really nice humanistic concept, you know. Let's kind of use technology to help people. And I totally get that, and I get where the developers came from with this idea. But I have some issues with this. So I'm not sure how comfortable I feel talking to strangers on video chat. And a few other people have said exactly the same thing. I will openly admit I have people around me that I could FaceTime if I was in that situation. Like, is this bread really moldy? And be like, hey, is this bread moldy? So I'm quite lucky in that respect. And this is where I think, you know, I don't discount the app for its value. But you've got a question a little bit about security. And I don't know how safe these things could be, how trustworthy. I mean, okay, not, I would hope most people who are going to use this app are going to be decent human beings. But I'm quite cynical about the human race, I admit. What if somebody was like, oh yeah, this bread's fine, knowing it's like got so much mold on it? And I just don't know how much trust I would put in people I don't know. So there's that aspect. And it's quite a minimal aspect, but the security thing kind of bothers me a little bit, because I don't know how secure this would be, like how much information they get about you. And maybe I need to look at the app to kind of get those answers. But it's still that comfort thing. And I just commented on someone's Facebook, because they'd put on about this, and said, that whole thing, that childhood concept of do not speak to strangers, really is resounding with me at this point. And I know that's kind of silly, because like most of us speak to strangers every day. But it just seems a little bit too personal, kind of going, hey, come into my home, like, look in my fridge. And maybe I'm just being a little bit ridiculous, I don't know. But, yeah, I just don't quite feel comfortable with it. And I know a few other people who are visually impaired have said exactly the same thing. I just don't know how comfortable I feel about it. Now, there are there are apps out there that do similar things to this, not with a video chat. So you can take a picture. VizWiz was one of the ones that did this, and TapTapC, and that stuff's analysed either through people or through machines. I'm not sure how TapTapC works, to be fair. And I know that's kind of similar. You're kind of going, oh, hey, take a picture of my kitchen. I don't know. But it's less likely to be of like a video link. So you could be walking around your home. I don't know. It just doesn't quite sit right with me. excuse me. And again, if other people are comfortable using that, that's absolutely fine. But another thing, another point that was raised is this app's free at the point at this point, and someone questioned about the viability. And I totally agree. Like, running video servers is not going to be cheap. So how are they going to make this viable? Yeah, and just I am a little bit like, yeah. the rest of the world thinks it's amazing, and I get why. It's like, oh yeah, we can help people. Ooh, cool. Yeah, that's good. But I'm not sure how I feel about being the target audience of this app, really. I'm not sure I would use it. I haven't even downloaded it. And I know there are people people I talk to who've kind of gone, oh, I'm going to get that app. I'm going to help people. Excuse me. And that's kind of nice. And I think that's because they know me and they kind of go, I want to help that person, da, da, da. I'm just not sure how much this could be up for abuse as well. And not just, you know, I just have this, again, cynical about the human race, this kind of thing, like, is this going to be abused? Like, you know, yeah, I don't know. I'm just a little bit, uncertain. But, yeah, maybe people have used the app and they kind of like it and they, you know, want to kind of tell me I'm wrong. That's cool. I don't mind. But that's just how I feel about it. And I wouldn't personally go looking to use it. As I've said, if I kind of have issues with things like that and nobody's around, I kind of like just FaceTime somebody and be like, hey, mum or friend or dad or sister or whoever, what's going on with this bread? It smells a bit funky. but yeah, anyway, if anyone has used it, cool. And if you enjoy it, absolutely fine. And if you're comfortable with it, even better. It's just not something I'm quite comfortable with. Anyway, I thought I'd put that out there. Have a great day.